Dillon Brothers has the best selection of new and used bikes in the heartland. What are you waiting for? They've got the bike. Make 2017 the year you grab your freedom.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Reminder, mailbag, 10 minutes from now. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win lunch for four to Zio's. Going to do that right at the top of this hour. So I'm sitting and I'm show prepping this morning. I'm reading some different things. And I saw this story in the New York Times. And I thought I was just, there was a ton in it that was really interesting to me. So through Saturday, Major League Baseball, the league was on pace for 6,117 home runs on the season, which would shatter the previous record of 5,693 set in the year 2000, which was obviously the era before steroid testing. I mean, to take it a step further, players hit 1,101 home runs in June, which is the most in baseball history for 1 month ever. And so you read numbers like that and you see different things. And my mind instantly goes to, is it naive to not suspect PEDs? Is it naive to not think that about steroids here? Or as some pitchers believe that the baseballs are harder and the seams are different? The cynical side of me instantly kind of goes there. Goes, something doesn't smell right. And, you know, the one thing that typically in baseball we've all been kind of gotten taught in terms of lessons is anytime there's a huge spike in home runs like this, whether it's individually or collectively, you kind of can't help but raise an eyebrow at it and go, what's going on here? What's happening here? These baseballs different, people juicing, what's happening? But what was interesting in this story was this story in the New York Times laid out a bunch of other things to explain the home run spike we've seen in baseball. And there are some things that are kind of analogous with the three-point jump shot in basketball and its explosion in the NBA. The more we kind of seep into analytics and have them infiltrate sports and allow for data to be taken and dissected, the more we're going to see the game evolve in some different ways. Because most analytics in the game of basketball tell you that you should shoot only three-pointers and layups. Like analytically, the data, the numbers all tell you those are the best shots to take. And a franchise like Houston has sold out to that. The Rockets have sold out to that. We're only shooting threes and layups. No mid-range shots. And over the past few years, we've seen the amount of three-pointers made individually and collectively by the league go up and up and up. And it's kind of like home runs this year. And there are kind of a variety of things that could be leading to this home run spike. Buster Posey said that he thinks guys are just kind of swinging for the fences more. He said, quote, guys are going for it more up and down the lineup. Even like your second baseman, guys that traditionally might just be handling the bat, now they're letting it eat, letting it go. That's the biggest difference I see. Guys are taking some hacks. And why that is because of the analytics and advanced stats. Most hitters now are understanding that hitting the ball in the air offers more production than hitting it on the ground. And technology is showing hitters not only that, but showing them the angle that their bats need to be at for optimum ball flight. So it's crazy how much it's really seeping into this thing. And Craig Wallenbrock in the story, who is he's a scout, a hitting instructor, and a consultant for the Dodgers, had this to say. He said, quote, we're allowing analytics people to come in, and for years baseball didn't like the analytics. People thought they were nerds. Went in to talk about that may or may not be true, but that has nothing to do with what they're measuring. They're looking at launch angle, exit velocity, working the actual facts about what happens. It hasn't changed the way we hit a baseball, but it's changed our understanding of what's going on. So I just think a lot of that stuff is interesting to me. And when I saw those figures and the increased home run total and how this year is on pace to shatter the all-time number that was set in 2000, my mind immediately went to the cynical, skeptical, performance-enhancing drug conclusion. Hell, I'd even entertain the conspiracy theory out there that the baseballs are different. But when you read this story and hear about all the other factors that could be at play, it somewhat explains the surge of what we've seen. Just like the three-point shot explosion we've seen in basketball. Yeah, the numbers, the studies, the stats all tell you to take more threes. Take more threes. So guys are doing that. And that is now spawning players that have a skill set where that's kind of what they do, more specialists. And the hard part is the connection we make mentally with home runs, right? Home runs, unfortunately, are kind of associated with steroids. Three-pointers aren't. You know, we don't look at Steph for something else. Roids. You know, he's on roids, all those threes. But the spike in each of them, home runs and three-point jump shots, in their respective sports, can be attributed to the kind of the same thing, analytics, data, stats, technology, all seeping into sports. And when you allow different people that bring a different vantage point and a different perspective, a seat at the table, when they have compelling stuff, you're going to see maybe some changes in the game. So you can go check the story out. It's in the New York Times. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was really, really interesting. All right, 1 hour in the books, two to go. Jonathan Mugar, the owner, the director, the creator of the tournament on ESPN. He's going to stop by at 12:30. Bill Connelly in 1 o'clock hour talking Big Ten. But coming up next, it's the mailbag. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious or silly, I'll answer them next. Best email question is going to be lunch for four to Zios.